Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
DJing.
DJ Grace Guard
on the decks.
I've been thinking, so I, for those who aren't across it, I did my first DJ set on the weekend.
First set, Annika, probably everyone.
Everyone who wasn't there. Yes.
There were many people there. There could be
and
some people.
And you did have it on your socials.
I did. Mm. I did. And somebody asked me what my DJ name was going to be. And I was like, I don't know.
Have you got one?
No, I think just Grace Guard.
Well, DJ Guard Dog.
Where my guard dog's at? Make some noise. Woof, woof. Make some noise. Woof, woof.
I love that.
Absolutely not.
What about Grace Ships?
No.
Where's my Grace Ships at? And then they all go, pew, pew, pew.
Oh, yeah, they go. They go,
I'm not a foghorn.
You meant a classic boat
like big ship.
Oh, I mean, boat ship. Yeah.
I mean, a boat ship.
Starships, yeah, like spaceships.
Different types of ships.
Yeah, there are. Relationships.
How many ships can...
Well, you're right.
How many
ships
can you name?
What kind? Like, as in types of ships?
Yeah.
Or words with ship in it?
Compound words with ship in it.
All right, well, you've got relationship.
Relationship.
Ship. Battleship.
Well, no, ship isn't.
No, but ship's
word.
Like the freebie.
Part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Starship.
Starship. Spaceship. Chocolate ship cookie.
It's not bad.
You loved it. You didn't want to laugh, but you loved it.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. Yeah, okay.
I'll give it to her.
Did we get anything better than that, or should we just...
Nah, that'll do it.
Shipstern.
Jimmy just said we're not getting anything better than
right.
that.
Yeah.
I'm trying
Welcome back to Producer Grace. Enjoy the podcast.
The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and
Nate. Yeah, shake it out, Hobart. Lace up. It is Monday. And even better, your boys back on the air, Jim.
Yeah, good to be back. I mean, we're only off for a couple of days, but yeah,
Still, I mean, a couple of days could be an eternity.
Big week for your boys, Jimmy and Nate. We've got the MyState Bank Student Film Festival tomorrow.
That's this week. I've totally forgot about that. That's tomorrow.
Not this week, tomorrow.
Jeez, things just creep up on you.
Creeping up slowly is... Taxi ride said.
That's right, yeah. I mean, I'd get it for you, but the new system means probably get it by 8 o'clock.
You know, can we just chat? Behind the scenes, we've got a new computer system here, which is really slow. So when they search for stuff, it just takes a long time.
Yeah.
Ever since this is updated, you've started searching for more things.
Yeah, I
think you're, like, trying to prove it wrong.
Guess what, guys? That one was surprisingly quick.
Yeah, it was. And then later in the week, we've got the first... game of basketball for the Jack Jumpers on Friday night.
The JJ's, yeah.
The first official, the preseason stuff, but this is the first official game of the NBL season, the first game for the Jack Jumpers, which is really exciting. And then on Saturday, we've got the opening of the new casino.
It's all happening, mate, isn't it?
Which you can win tickets to, I think, a little bit later in the show as well.
Yeah, it is absolutely all happening, which is... But when does Spider-Man come out? That's not this week either, is it? No. I was going to say, because if you threw that in the mix, we would have had to have gone and watched that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's December... 16?
Yeah, okay.
When does Spider-Man No Way Home?
Because it would just be our luck that would come out this week, but no, we've got a bit of time.
I'm seeing that as soon as it comes out. I don't want any spoilers. 16th of December.
So, okay, great. Yeah. So we've got a bit of leeway with that. All right, on the way for 17.
The big things in our life.
Well, Spider-Man actually really sits at the top.
Way more important than the others. 100%. Sorry, guys.
Oh, if it released the same day as the Jack Jumpers, put it on the Jumbotron, mate.
Yes, well, we wouldn't be there.
Producer Grace in the studio.
Yeah, it's Monday morning, which means we need to do the Google off, and today's edition is the DJ edition, because over the weekend I had a crack at DJing and it was fun, and I might continue to do it. We'll see.
But not an expense of your executive producer.
No, of course not. Just a purely a weekend thing, and only at select parties. I'll be a very exclusive DJ and will not DJ your
event. Price yourself out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you give us a verbal contract now? If your DJ career kicks off, you will not abandon us.
Absolutely, I will not abandon you if my DJ career kicks off.
Legal contract, mate.
I'm not overly worried.
You didn't hear it. It was good.
In Jimmy's defense, he has seen you have a crack at DJing before.
I know how to do it.
I was there for your first ever performance. I'm a big fan.
Surprised you got back up there. What do they say when you fall off the horse?
Yeah,
get back on that horse.
Yeah. No, it was, look, I only had a couple of moments where I had to yell out, sorry.
That's what you really want from your DJ. Sorry about this one, guys.
Sorry. The DJ, there you go. That's solidified. You will not be getting any gigs.
Yeah, as I said, I'm not that worried.
No.
So
there we go. Turns out we didn't need that contract at all, did we?
No, I told you.
All right, the Google off next after Miley. The DJ edition. Now we know Producer Grace has taken up DJing. Producer Grace or DJ Grace in the studio.
Yeah, it's Monday morning, which means we're doing this.
If you're feeling lucky, punks, go ahead. Get your fingers ready, boys. It's time for the Google Off.
Here's how the Google Off works. I will give you a question. You need to Google as quickly as you can to find the answer. Names are your buzzers. As soon as you buzz in, you do need to take your fingers off your keyboard. And it is the best of three. And today we are doing the DJ edition because I DJed for the first time over the weekend. And I think I have a new era happening. DJ Grace.
A new era happening.
New right, era. Gaga. I'm rebranding. This is my new era.
Sorry, just before you told us, you only said sorry to the crowd a couple of times.
And there was only one woman who said, can you skip this song? But other than that, I got some great feedback. And
good
she
on
was
you,
a bit
Grace.
Of a nuisance anyway.
Good on you, DJ.
That's all right. All right. Question number one in the DJ edition of the Google Off. David Guetta is one of the most successful DJs in the world. How many streams has his most successful single, Titanium, with Sia have?
Nate. Wow. If this is true, that's huge. After 8 full years, 1 billion streams.
That's correct.
Wow.
Hit
huge.
1 billion in September of this year, which is wild.
Billion. A billion. Billion streams. That's a good song, though. It's a banger.
Oh, it is.
You spin
absolutely.
That? You spin that all the weekend?
No.
Sia wasn't supposed to be on that track.
No, I'm pretty sure he actually released it without telling her.
Yeah, so she, at that stage, she wanted to give up music, but she still wrote and did. She was a studio singer, so she'd essentially write a song with people or by herself, sing it as a demo, send it off, and then Rihanna goes, I want to do it.
Mm.
But when David Guetta got Sia's vocals back, he was like,
she's
oh,
great.
Wow, this is better than...
And
oh, then he's
wow.
like, release it. Then she's like, no, I don't want to. Mm. And then he just did.
He just did anyway.
It's a bit mean of him, but...
Yeah, but look at her now.
That's what got her back in the music.
Exactly.
So.
Relaunched her career.
The end doesn't justify the means, though.
No, you're so right.
Oh, well said.
Thank you. Question number two. If Nath gets this, it's all over. Jimmy to get on the board in the Google.
I got that, by the way. But
no,
anyway,
I know. It doesn't usually
just
happen like that.
DJ Nath, I know. Nailed it, didn't I?
I'll teach you. Don't worry. Question number two. Iconic DJ Paris Hilton got married a couple of weeks ago. What is her new husband's name?
Nath. Have I nailed it again?
I don't know.
If I can say it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Carter Realm.
I think it's just Carter Room. But
Carter
yes,
Room.
That's correct.
Carter Room.
Well done, Nate.
The DJ edition.
DJ
guys.
Edition.
DJ.
Do we have time for the final question?
Yeah,
we'll just double or nothing.
What's going on?
I don't know. And I didn't even make any spelling mistakes. I mean, my grammar, admittedly, not great, but I wrote Paris Hilton, what new hubby?
To Google there. To
yeah, well done. Oh, Google's always my best friend with this kind of stuff.
It doesn't usually happen like
actually,
that.
Actually, no, we draw that.
Yeah.
A lot of the time.
Question, probably you got David Guetta, but anyway.
Mm.
Question number three in the Google Off edition, the DJ edition. DJ Khaled famously had his infant son executive produce his 10th studio album, Grateful. What was that son's name?
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, you know this off by heart.
Asad.
Yeah, that's
yes,
great.
Yes, well done.
I thought you might know that one, but yes. I threw that one in there.
So well, he says it, DJ Asad. He says it in the song,
the baby.
He? Yeah.
Oh,
no,
DJ
it's a different
Khaled.
Person again.
I'm so good. Anyway, well done, mate. You
thanks,
mate.
I really
well
appreciate done, it. Yeah, appreciate
technically,
it.
I didn't even Google anything.
And
for that one,
if I can, well done to me. I'm actually very proud of myself.
If you can, well done to you.
Yes.
Oh no, Grace can't be here for the next 2 hours of the show.
Jonas Brothers. Monday morning, 25 minutes start. Yo, Jimmy Nath, just mucking around, guys.
What if we forget how to do radio
having
one day?
A bit of, Producer Grace, what if we forget how to do radio one day and we don't know why?
Won't be much different to any other day.
Oh. You could have you back.
Rinsed.
Dad Rinch. Joke Mondays, more like mummy joke Mondays.
Yeah, more like...
Sorry, mummy. Sorry. Mummy. Sorry.
Just mummy, rinsed sorry. By DJ. Grace.
DJ Grace Gar.
She's a DJ now, guys, if you missed that.
Yeah.
She's changed ever since she's become a DJ.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's time for Dad Joke Mondays.
He's dead. He's dead. His jokes are really bad. And Hobart wants to laugh right now, but instead they're gonna say,
oh, Dad.
Oh, Dad.
Dad.
Oh, Mummy.
Oh, Mummy.
Stop it. Sorry. Mummy? Sorry. Mummy? Sorry. Look, it is time for Dad Joke Mondays, 131060. Give us a call if you have a joke. Look, the thing about Dad Joke Mondays is, interestingly, it is in the Oxford Dictionary. That's not a joke. I know I haven't said this for a while, but it is in the Oxford Dictionary, and it is a joke described as commonly said by dads, but not exclusively. Mm-hmm. It can be said by mums, aunties, grandmothers, kids,
sisters.
Anyone. Sisters, misters, whoever it is. It just has to be, it's a joke that's usually not that great.
Yeah, corny and cheesy. Yeah.
That's the idea behind a dad joke. I've got four. I'm going to give you one now.
Okay.
I'll come back and do the others.
Start calling as well, guys. 131060. If you do have some dad jokes, we're going to give away some Jokers Comedy tickets. Comedy Casino, thanks to Jokers Comedy Club. Tickets, jokerscomedy.com.au if you want those. Give us a call right now with your dad jokes.
Yeah, and 131060 for those Jokers Comedy tickets, Hobart. You may. We're busy, but you may even see Nate.
Who knows? Could be there.
Nate does stand-up comedy there. All right, first one. This one's for you, Nath.
Yep.
I've got a. And look, if you do know the answer, I'm happy for you to deliver the punchline.
Okay, sure.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
You're a lawyer. You studied law.
Mm.
What do lawyers wear to work?
I do know the answer. But are you sure you're happy?
Well, you're the lawyer. I'm happy to.
What do lawyers wear to work? As a lawyer, I do know this. It's a lawsuit.
It's a lawsuit.
We look great in our lawsuits.
See?
That's cheesy. Good. I love that. Bit of cheese does the job, though.
Yeah.
Because everyone loves cheese.
Speaking of cheese, what do you call cheese that isn't yours?
That would be a nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese!
Get your hands off that cheese. It's nachos.
Red cheese, yeah.
Yeah. Was that a second one or was that a fifth one that you threw in?
I just threw that in, yeah.
Oh, good on you, mate. Just live jokes.
He's dead. His jokes are really bad. And Hobart wants to laugh right now, but instead they're gonna say,
oh, Dad.
Dad. Oh, Mummy. Sorry. Mummy? Sorry. Dad? Sorry.
Dad.
It is time for Dad Joke Mondays. Hobart, 131060 is the number if you have a joke. We'd love for you to share it. Nathan, I've got three for you.
Mm-hmm.
Start with a simple question. How do you cut an ocean in half?
How do you cut an ocean in half? I don't know. How?
How do you cut an ocean in half? Well, you use a seesaw.
Of course you would. That's the only way. It's the only way you can cut
seesaw.
It.
Seesaw.
Just a seesaw.
Look, for our second one, I may need our producer Grace as well on this. If you've just joined it. Nath, what is Grace now?
She's now a DJ. DJ Grace.
Because this is a music-related one, Grace.
Oh, so, okay. We might bring her in for this.
Huh? As a musician of the show. The DJ of the show. All right. Grace, a B flat, an E flat, and a G flat walk into a bar.
Yep.
What does the bartender say?
What are you guys doing here?
Your fault, mate.
It's my fault.
You went
no, can I have another go?
Yeah.
So a B flat, and you need to know music. A B flat, an E flat, and a G flat. Walk into a bar. What does the bartender say?
He says, "You guys are looking a bit flat. Let me get you a drink, sharp."
No. He said, "Sorry, I don't serve minors." They're all minors.
Yeah. Do you get it, Grace?
Well, you don't really need music notes for DJing.
Goodbye.
Thank you. There's one more for you.
Yeah, okay, give me another one.
Tesla founder, Elon Musk.
Oh, Elon.
Did you know that he is originally from South Africa?
Didn't know that.
Because he makes the electric cars, Tesla cars.
Yeah.
The electric cars, yeah. Originally from South Africa. I thought that's strange. That was a bit odd, because I thought he'd be from Madagascar.
Because he would hate gas cars. I don't know why I did the DJ sound effect then. That's that one. All right, let's go to the phones from Old Beach. Young Hallie. Hello, Hallie. How are you?
Good.
Now, Hallie, we know your dad, and he's one of the corniest, cheesiest men walking around. So have you learnt whatever this dad joke is from him?
No.
You haven't?
This one's funny.
Yeah.
Share to think about. All right, Hallie, what do you got for us?
What are a banana's favourite shoes?
A banana's favourite shoes, did you say?
Yes.
I don't know, Hallie, what?
Flippers.
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 So
Oh, slippers. Slippers.
Oh, slippers. Slippers.
Sorry, Ali, that's our fault. Yeah, that's our fault. We couldn't hear. Yeah. That's good. Slippers. 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 Sorry, Ali. Yeah.
Sorry,
slippers.
Ali.
I was like, what?
I'll be honest, as soon as it was Rowan's kid, I was like.
Yeah. Ali, if your old man, is your dad there?
Yes.
Can you put him on the phone, please?
Yeah.
Guys, come on. World class.
Was that yours?
Is that your phone or is that Hallie's phone?
This is my phone, yeah.
Mate, you need a better phone line.
Mate, I don't know what's going on.
Pay the bills.
Your phone line's as good as your jokes.
I can't afford it, mate. I've got to feed all the kids.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Amber. Oh, it's only up from here, Amber. How are you?
Good, boys. How are you?
We're going all right. You got a joke for us.
Yeah, we do. I've really gotten into, like, the beekeeping business, boys.
Okay.
The beekeeping. Okay.
Beekeeping, righto.
Yeah, beekeeping. I've started beekeeping. My friend actually is a beekeeper, so that's how I got the idea. So I got some bees off of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, how many would you like? And I said, oh, just a dozen. And I got home, and I had 13 bees.
13 bees?
Like, yeah, I was like, that's not a dozen. He goes, oh, the extra one's a freebie.
And Amber, can I just say, great delivery from you.
Yeah, I love that.
It was like a story. I really like that.
I want to encourage people to do that. That's good, Amber.
Have you practiced
that one? I know you like the story ones. Like, I have been, guys. I've just been, you know, waiting on them, waiting to, like, call you up, guys, again and, like, give it to you. So, you know.
That was good.
Good on you, Amber.
That was good. Keep them fresh, guys.
Yeah. And, I mean, I wish we said it, but Amber is from Honeywood.
Oh, it's perfect. Hang on, just quickly. Rowan, are you still there? Rowan?
Hello? Yeah?
Hey, buddy. Did you hear Amber's story and her joke?
Well delivered. Had me chuckling a bit, so.
Yeah, okay. You could learn a lot from that. Jimmy and Nate. Jim, she's a friend of the show, sixth-generation Tasmanian, and, of course, she is the leader of the Tasmanian Labor Party. It could only be Beck White. Welcome.
Hello. Good morning.
Beth, just quickly, we have to retell this story because I love this so much. The story you just told us off air about your daughter. What she's doing now, 5 years old, and what she's calling people that she's just met for the first time. Can you please retell this?
I can. She's got a lot of front.
Mm.
And she is calling men that she's met for the first time, big fella. How are you,
this.
Big fella?
I love this.
Do you know
so
where
much.
She got that from?
I think that's going around in their class at school.
Okay, so yeah. She's picked it up from somebody else.
Where she picks up a lot of her sayings from, comes home and surprises us.
I can just imagine this little 5-year-old girl meeting all these guys for the first time going, g'day, big fella, how are you?
G'day, big fella.
That's why Beck doesn't let her listen to the show. She'd pick up some terrible. She was like,
yeah, she starts.
That happens every time I get up in the morning. She's like, yeah, mum, yeah.
Big round of applause.
I'm hungry. Feed me.
Beck, how are you? I think Parliament officially ended last week, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
But does that mean things slow down? Or?
Not really. We're back this week to do scrutiny hearings for the state government businesses.
Yeah. Okay.
So Tazwater, Hydro, those sorts of things.
Yeah, right.
So that'll be this week, which will be great to be inside when it's 27, 29 degrees.
Yeah, of course, that's when you want to
Everyone
be inside,
else is
isn't
out
it?
Having a lovely time.
Yeah.
So that's the last official responsibility we have in the Parliament.
Yeah, sure. Do you have, you know how some, like, especially schools and some workplaces, they have, like, outdoor days? Do you ever go out onto the lawns or Room for a Pony? Guys, today we're holding it at Room for a Pony, the debate.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it? Just take the roof off. Yeah.
Does that ever happen? Or no, it's
sadly.
All got to be.
Could you?
Sadly not.
No, it has to be done in there. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, you've got to record it and have all your cameras.
Oh, all these rules.
All the standing orders of the Parliament. It's a fairly antiquated sort of system.
Yeah.
Very oldie-fashionedy Parliament.
Yeah. But it's a good day outside,
Just go outside. Come on.
Take the shirts off. Get a bit of colour. It'll be burned in 5 minutes. The Tassie tan.
Yeah, why not?
I did get the Tassie tan on the weekend. I've got a really nice a T-shirt tan.
Yeah, nice one.
I was going to ask you, this is the, you know, I argue Tassie is a beautiful place, but this time of year when it is like this temperature, it's hard to beat.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And the wind's gone. That's the nicest thing. I just feel like, you know, my brain can think again.
Oh, I hate the wind so much. The wind
for
me
still,
is the worst.
You get days like this during the year and then you walk outside and it's like,
yeah, gusty. Yeah, it's all well and good when you look at it from
wind
inside.
Wind is an awful feature.
Oh, it's the worst feature. What does it offer? Nothing.
Nothing.
All the sailors like, oh. Beck, of course, heading into Christmas and stuff as well. Are things slowing down for you? What are you doing for Christmas? How's everything going there?
Yeah, it is starting to slow down a little bit for us. There'll be some end of year events and wrapping up different things that sort of slowly drawing to a conclusion. But my biggest headache now is Christmas shopping. Yeah. Terrible at it.
So we haven't really started it. We're last minute people. So
yeah, Nathan and I figured out years ago that we do Christmas Eve. Nathan and I usually shop together, and it's the pressure. You know, pressure builds diamonds. Mm. You're out there. I think, you know, your brain then just goes, oh, this would be great for my partner, for my mother, for my friend.
Is it normally the way that they respond on Christmas Day?
No.
Jimmy and I get the exact same thing for our equals. So, like, I get my mum the same thing that Jimmy gets his mum.
Cheese boards. Chew and pine.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. The worst is when we get them mixed up. If we get them engraved, and I accidentally send my mum the one that says Sue.
Yeah. We just go mum now. Yeah. It's safer that way.
Generic.
And also just girlfriend. I get names put in there. Have you got any ideas, or do you want to say on air just in case anyone's...
No, I've got zero ideas. I think it's easy buying for children. That's no problem.
Yeah.
It's buying for my husband that's hard.
Mm. What does he like?
Is he into anything at the moment?
Yeah, like he likes lots of sports and stuff.
Okay.
An experience? Something he could go do, like mountain biking?
That's a random one.
But no, where did that come from? He's into sports.
Experience. Yeah.
Archery.
I've never seen him ride a bike.
So,
I'll buy him a mountain bike to get him and just hurt himself and end up in hospital. Great idea.
What about a carabiner? How does he go with abseiling?
Biking, like you bike, don't archery. Yeah. Don't. It's a gift of archery for Christmas. Well, I've been no help there whatsoever. Speaking of going to like Christmas and all this, borders opening December 15. That's still the date. The COVID plan was released. What are your thoughts on it?
It's a bit confusing.
Yeah,
it's very frustrating that it's come so late, just 3 weeks out from borders opening and businesses now finding out how they manage close contacts, how they manage vaccinations in their workplace. And I think releasing it on a Friday when we've got weather like this, so the venues who are most going to be impacted, tourism, hospitality, they've been flat out for the last 2 days. Mm. So they'll probably have time to sit down and look at it today, have a think about what it means for them. And my concern is that with just a couple of weeks left, any changes they need to make in the workplace is going to be a bit of a rush now. So it's just, you know, it's welcome that it's finally available, but for goodness sake, we've had months to prepare for this date.
Yeah.
And public health have had a long time to work with government to be able to provide the details that businesses were looking for. And I can't understand why it's been left to the last minute.
What? Yeah, I don't understand why they've been dragging their feet with that as well. Because as you said, I mean, if it came out months ago, then there would have been time for changes to be made and things to be adapted. I mean, what else have they been doing?
I don't know. And yeah, okay. I think this is the frustration that we've been raising continuously, whether it's about preparation of our schools, our hospitals, any public spaces really, and particularly for private enterprise because they're not covered by a vaccine mandate. What are their responsibilities to their employees? What are their responsibilities under workplace health and safety, for instance? But also, how do they manage their customers and make sure that their customers feel safe?
Yeah.
And what do they do if there is a COVID positive case, and how they manage contact tracing and then isolation quarantine procedures?
Yeah, of course.
So that if they're a sole trader, they don't end up being without income for 7 days.
Mm.
And I think those questions still have to be answered because the government haven't said if a business needs to close its doors for any reason, how they manage that financially.
Yeah.
Because they're doing the right thing if they do that. But for some people, if they don't have staff to replace the ones that might have to go in isolate or quarantine, how do they continue to make money to pay the bills?
Can I ask you, Beck, as well, we're all sort of finding out about this, especially over the weekend. I was reading a lot about this Omicron, the new strain. I mean, does that worry you as well as a leader and for what it means for our state? I mean, I was saying before, we were all hanging out at the Tasmanian Tourism Awards. You know, there's vendors and people there that are, you know, so excited that borders are opening because they've been doing it so tough for the last couple of years. Are you worried what that means for Tassie?
Absolutely. And this is the thing that we don't know. This is a disease that is so new. And it's mutating, and we've got this new virus variant that's been detected in Australia now, and hopefully it can be contained. But I understand that's already impacting on people's bookings because people are cancelling them. They're not sure whether border restrictions are going to be reimposed. So after the elation of, you know, having their bookings absolutely smashed. You know, they're doing so well from the 15th, and lots of people are reporting that it's looking really positive. Now we're hearing that there are cancellations coming through again because people are nervous about their holidays being completely ruined because of this new mutant strain.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, Beck, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. Good to have you back in the studio when we're in the studio as well. And from a couple of big fellas, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And Merry Christmas, guys, I don't see you before.
You too. We'll try and squeeze. I mean, you're more than welcome. We'll try and get you in beforehand. But,
okay. Well, that'd be great. Be very happy to.
We can
just talk about our Christmas shopping. Because there'll still be on the list of things to do.
I can guarantee we won't be ready. So don't worry about it. The My State Bank, the human way to bank. It's Alphabucks. Yeah, the game is easy as ABC. The way it works, we give you the letter of the alphabet, 10 questions, 30 seconds, guys. You get all 10 correct. Well, you take home the cheese, don't you? $1,000. We did that Friday.
Yeah.
Gave away $1,000. A little bit of pressure on our next person from Cambridge. Hello, Mika. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We're going all right. Mika, did you hear us give away the thou on Friday?
I did, actually. We were in the car, and yeah.
How'd you go when you were listening along, Meek?
I don't think I would have got that one.
Okay, all right. Well, you could get this one.
I'm hopeful. I haven't actually had a look at today's.
Nor have I. Is there a letter? Is there a letter you're hoping for?
I think the more obscure, the easier it is.
Yeah, because there's not as many answers for X or Z.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, your letter is Greek letter beta. No. Oh, we got N. Your letter is N, as in N for Nath, okay?
Okay.
Your 30 seconds starts into the first topic I give you. You can pass, we can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Mika from Cambridge, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, Mika, your first question, beginning with N. You right, Mika?
Is that the radio in the background?
Is the radio on in the background?
Yep.
It's all right. No, you're right.
It's all right. Take your time.
We got time.
Is that better?
Yeah, Jack Rewalt's in next, but I mean, he's got nowhere else to be.
He's got dinner tonight.
Slow day. He's on holidays, mate. Yeah. All right, you ready to go, Mika?
I'm ready.
All right, your first question, beginning with N. Name something sharp.
A pass.
Character in The Lion King.
Nala.
R&B artist.
Nas X.
Hobart Shopping Centre.
Northgate.
A noun.
Pass.
An Australian animal.
Pass.
Fast food chain.
Nando's.
Element on the periodic table.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no.
Pass.
Yeah,
that no. was... Oh, I haven't had a coffee yet.
I'll give you that Nas X, Little Nas X. I'll give you that.
I'll give you that.
Nala, yeah. You seem very unsure about Nala, Mika.
Yeah. Confused about Nala?
Nala.
Yeah.
It's right, but
ends up marrying Simba.
Yeah. Oh, spoilers, mate.
Oh, sorry.
Someone hasn't seen The Lion King.
Mufasa dies.
Oh, what is going on? Jeez. Now, look, Mika, you get $50 all thanks to My State Bank, the human way to bank. Congrats.
Good on you, Mika. That's all you need. Congratulations. You have a
fan. That was a terrible effort.
No, not a reminder. We've had someone get zero. So
we had 2 zeros this year.
Yeah. To be worse than zero, you need to not actually say anything for the entire 30 seconds.
True.
So well done, Mika. We'll give you $50.
Thanks,
you enjoy the day, okay?
You too.
I'm really excited to see how this goes. Look, we have got Jack in the studio, but as you know, producer Grace Nath does all our sheets.
I love it when she does someone who
Jack,
plays sport.
Grace has never been to a live game of any sport ever or watched any sport on TV.
Mm.
So I'll just read this. This is what she's written.
Okay.
Just see if this is all right.
Well-known cricket player. And
famous Tasman cricket. No, three-time premiership player, three-time Coleman medalist, three-time All-Australian, 11-time Richmond Club leading goal kicker, two-time Jack Dye medalist and a Tasmanian Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer, just a legend Tasmanian.
Yeah.
And he's also Richmond's vice captain. Please welcome Jack Rewa.
Jack.
How are we, boys?
Good. How was that in terms of a description?
Pretty good. That's a cut and copy from Wikipedia.
Grace
is hard at it out there. But
yeah. I mean,
listening to you two, and I don't listen to a lot of Tassie radio, but listening to you two on the way in over the Tasman Bridge, she's got a hell of a job to keep you voice in the straight.
Yes, she
narrow.
Does. Yeah. There you go, Grace. So she's,
Yeah, we had Peter Siddle on the show, No joke. It just said Peter Siddle was Australian cricketer.
Took a hat trick on his birthday. That's it.
That was all she had.
Peter Siddle, think he plays cricket. Yeah. I think that's all it was.
Very good.
Hey,
very
Jack,
good.
Look, we've got heaps to get through, but there is one thing we did want to address straight away. We did do this on the show, but we wanted to thank you because we were lucky enough, honoured to be asked to host the MC the State Chatty Ball again this year, yep. Which is awesome. And before so, we did a little video. We asked iconic Tasmanians,
Hall of Famers,
Hall of Famers, who potentially could be asked to MC to say that they couldn't do it, and hope that whoever did do it didn't screw it up, aka Jimmy and I. This is a little bit of it that we have played on the show, which we wanted to thank you for.
Hey guys, no, you got the State Chatty Ball coming up, and I've been asked to host, but unfortunately I can't get down there. It's crazy times at the moment with COVID, and I suppose you can just hit the emergency exit sign and break the glass and go Jimmy and Nath. Maybe give them a call. Try it out. Go Tigers.
Thanks for not going too hard on us.
Boys. It's a bit awkward now I'm sitting in the same room as you.
Yeah, that's why we wanted to bring it up.
It was good fun. I was obviously a bit devastating when they had the lockdown here for those 3 days and I didn't know whether it was going to go ahead or not. But, great that Mitch could get it up and going. And it's I think that's 7 years now the Stage Hattie Ball's been going. So,
yeah.
Doing a fantastic job.
No, we do love Mitch. We usually get him in on Monday. He's over in Perth at the moment. Yeah. He's having a little holiday. He does claim to be a close
person. Love his celebrity status now?
He does.
Went to school with, I call him Boonie. So I went to school with Mitch and he is just lapping it up, his celebrity status. And don't underestimate the fact that I think that he's certainly aiming for one of the two chairs in here. So.
Oh, yeah.
He's angling at I think sort of over December maybe. He might, when you guys go on holidays, he'd probably pick something up like that to maybe backstab you and take one of your jobs. So just keep an eye out.
Oh, man, he loves it. He texts us like all the time. He's like, oh, can I get on again, boys? I was like, you're on yesterday, Mitch. Yeah.
He's having on at 7, mate. You'll come back on at 8. Yeah.
He's having coffees with our boss. Sorry, guys, can't come in.
He texts us actually. He goes, I can get Jack Rewald on the show, guys. All right, mate. Sit down. Hey, look, Jack, the reason we did get you in this morning, you're doing Ride for Ryan. Now, we've had a lot to do with Wigo. He is a mate of ours.
Did a show from the Royal Hobart Golf Course. Of course, to raise money.
Raise money out there. His family and stuff have reached out. And look, mate, I'll let you explain it, but Ride for Ryan, it's amazing. And also, can you tell us a bit of a story about how you got involved with him as well?
Yeah, so, 6 months ago, obviously, Ryan Wiggins had an accident where he's fractured his C2 in his spine and he was flying to Melbourne. And a lot of people, his family and his sister, Caitlin, have reached out to a fair bit of people and got videos of support. And I sort of know how, it sounds silly, but you know how lonely you can be a little bit sometimes in Melbourne. I moved away when I was 17 years of age and sort of struggled for the first sort of year of being over there. And I thought, I'll just reach out and see if he wants to FaceTime or something like that, just see how he's going. So I reached out on FaceTime and chatted to him. And then one chat turned into two, turned into three, turned into four, sort of was chatting to him on a regular basis and chatting to his mum and Ed, who's over there as well. And coupled with the fact that obviously Melbourne's been in COVID for a while now, that he didn't have much support around him and his family, and Annette didn't have much support, so we were dropping off little care packages to them, and from there, sort of relationship grew and helped sort of along with the state government to get him back to Tasmania, which was a little bit of a rigmarole, but now he's back here, and I sort of had this idea on the couch after a couple of beers. I thought, I'd love to ride from Devonport to Hobart in a day, and. Wow. I thought, why wouldn't I try and do something for Ryan and his family? So it sort of just put this together off literally 2 weeks of just asking people to help me out with a website. Found a charity partner that have basically given me tax exemption status. So every dollar that comes into this foundation, they push out straight out to Ryan, which will go on a trust to sit there and help him for stuff like it's 20 grand for a bed. It's 20 grand for a chair. I mean, it's a numerous amounts of dollars to get his house up and going to someone who's now a quadriplegic. But I've got this goal in the back of my mind that I've been involved in something like this before with a younger person called Will Murray who had a similar accident, and his family actually took him to America to go to a place called the Craigs Institute in Denver, which is the leading spinal cord injury hospital in the world. Wow. And they're really progressive and they push people. And I've even just seen in Ryan that he wants to get better and he doesn't think that I'm just going to live my life out and be a quadriplegic and do all the things that quadriplegics do. I want to push the boundaries. I want to get back 1%. I want to get back 2%. You never know. I want to get back 100% of my life. So basically, I just want to raise money to give him the chance to open every door that he wants to do. So it's going to be a hell of a day, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, Jack, it's massive. And we've spoken to Caitlin Ryan's sister as well, who is just absolutely filled with elation knowing that someone like you is doing something like this. And we know a lot of the people from the football community here in Tassie and stuff are getting around it. It's 284 kilometres. So yep. This ride, it's supposed to take you about 14 hours.
Yeah.
How much thought have you put into that side of things? Have you done a ride like this before, any time, and like anywhere this close?
I've ridden about 150 k's before, so I think it'll probably take. We might do it a little bit quicker than 14 hours. I reckon we're probably around the 11 to 12 hour mark. I've got five mates that are going to jump on board and help me out, and the old man's going to drive the car behind with all the food. The actual riding, I mean, it is hard to ride, but it's staying on top of like hydration and actually your nutrition, because that's where you can sort of become unstuck a little bit. But it's funny how you mentioned the support just from the Tasmanian community. It's the one thing I've noticed just in putting it out there on socials, and like I'm a real novice in terms of promoting something like this and doing all the back end work as well. How many people want to jump on the ride and want to do it and whatnot? So I've got in the pipeline, I want to do the last sort of 15 Ks, just open it up to everyone that wants to rock up. It might be from Moona or from Glenorchy or something like that, and we'll ride into here. And a few MPs have reached out in terms of hosting something here when we arrive. So far we've had QMS, they're a big media company in basically every billboard you look in Melbourne. They've jumped on board, and Blunston as well. And we've got a couple other major sponsors and donors in the pipeline. So just a shout out to anyone that wants to get involved. Hit me up on Instagram or just jump on rideforryan.co. It's all, as I mentioned, it's all tax deductible, and every dollar you put in will be going straight to Ryan and his recovery.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, look, I mean, yeah, if you listen to the show, I mean, yeah, hit Jack up on Instagram. Hit up us up at Jimmy Nath. I mean, we want to say to you today as well, yeah, man, anything we can do.
Yeah, if please keep us updated.
On, yeah, jump on at Moona with you and ride the last bit, do a bit of the show live or something.
Let's get him mic'd up, huh?
Well, that's the thing. I'm sort of preparing things. So I've ordered a big speaker system that we're going to sit in the back of the big ute that I've got. So we're going to have some music playing during the day. We might even, it's a Sunday, so we'll have to podcast to you boys while we ride through the central Highlands there. But even just little things like making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. You've got to find a little charger that'll sit on the front of your bike.
Yeah.
And everything that goes with that. So there's probably a bit more to it than I thought there was. Five beers deep, it actually sounded like a great job. I was like, no drama, I'll just get on the bike and ride from Devonport. But a few logistics, but it's one thing that Tasmanians do is that when one of us is struggling or someone's having a tough time, you sort of band together. And like my story is, I didn't know Ryan 6 months ago and had never heard of him, but so Tasmanians have reached out and helped me, especially in my early years over being in Melbourne, that you sort of feel a bit of a right to and responsibility to go and do that for someone like Ryan.
He's such a good bloke as well. I told a story, we're at Botanica and the Signet boys there, Lauderdale boys, you know, only having one or two beers. And
that's a
30-odd beers. Best on ground was Alan Christensen. Shout out to Bundy. We go grab, because I've opened up about my mental health. I mean, that's what led, you know, us to chat to Mitchie and stuff, like suffering depression and that. And we go just grab me, and he just pulled me to the side, and he's just like, hey, Jim, how are you? Like, that's the type of bloke he was. He cared about people. He knew people. And, you know, to have this, you know, tragic accident happen to him, it breaks my heart. So, again, if you are listening to the show, I mean, rideforryan.co, donate. You can if you got money. I mean, hit Jack up on Instagram if you can offer something or some sort of support. Yeah. And whatever you need from our end, man, we're more than happy.
So that's the thing. Like, the corporate dollars are the one that will get us, hopefully, to the $100,000. The community dollars, fantastic. But unashamedly, I'll be plugging companies left, right, and centre via social media. And any time I get in front of a microphone or a camera, I'll be yelling out their company name. So, yeah, there's some big companies here in Tasmania that I'd love to see on board and on the website. And we'll do a little mock-up and stick them onto the truck as we drive as well. So, yeah, just jump on and help us out.
Absolutely. Jack, thank you so much for joining us. Jack Rewald, of course, Ride for Ryan. Go and check it out, guys, online. Mitch McPherson just messaged and said, I hope Jack doesn't replace me on Mondays now that you've got him on. So,
sorry, Mitch, you're out. It's Jackie Monday.
Only 2 days to go. Please welcome friend of the show, leader of the Mobot Mobros, Tommy Windsor. You can mow your own way.
Good morning, Mobart. What a day.
What a
weekend.
Day.
Oh. Does everyone just feel great after this weekend?
I'm pumped. I'm pumped.
It's because we never get vitamin D.
Yeah.
Everyone.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
Everyone walking in the office today had a smile on their face, red arms because they're burnt.
The Tassie tan, of course. Yeah, we walked in this morning with a little bit of colour in our face, which is nice. Yeah.
And it also just happens to be at the end of a great month.
Oh, one of the great months.
Careful,
Tommy, your kids are listening.
No,
sick of me.
That's why he comes in, because they can't deal with him anymore.
The kids and the wife. Yeah, Tommy, go into the radio again.
Hey, Tommy, I know we've covered it, but I'll tell you what, look, everything after the point of Pinnacle and those donations keep coming in, you were just sitting there reading through a few of the donations to the Mobot Mobos just then. Every single year, the generosity from people.
Every single year.
Yeah.
It is, yeah, in this stage of the month, people go, oh, you know, they've registered Movember's happening. They've known someone who's grown. They've known someone who's done the Point of Pinnacle. They know someone else who's donated, and then they donate, and then they feel good, and then they say, gosh, you guys do a great job. Mm. How good is this? How good's Mobart?
Yeah, it's a good place.
Feel-good time of the month. Then the sun comes out, and wow.
Yeah, it's almost like it knows, hey? The sun came out with a little bit of moustache on it this morning.
And it is. It's supposed to be hot for the rest of the week. What's it, like 26 on Wednesday?
Even the sun's happy.
I know. It's just, 27 on Wednesday.
Ain't nobody throwing shade.
Oh, Tommy!
I'm retiring.
Right, look, Tommy, stick around. A couple of things. We're going to have just a bit of chat about Movember, how great everyone is, and everyone's throwing their arms around and supporting each other. But also, we've issued you with a little challenge. If you have listened to the show for a while, you know, we did vibe lifters, especially through COVID, and Tommy was very good at picking vibe lifters.
Unreal. Mate,
and we've asked you this morning to pick a song to finish the show this morning. Don't have to tell us yet, but have a think. It's up to you. You can pick any song you want. As long as it's in the system.
Yeah. It can't be something weird, Tommy. It's got to be...
Damn it. Nathan, I need to apologise because we had Jack Rewalt on, and I should have made the link, you know, from one legendary Tasmanian footballer to another, Tommy Windsor. You can mow your own way.
Injury's got in the way of your career.
Really stifled my reserves prowess.
What was the highest level you played at? Footy.
Reserves, amateurs, old scholars league. The old boys.
The old boys.
I only managed 5 premierships. Sick of winning
5
them.
Rings.
Sick of winning them.
We issued Tommy with a challenge as well to pick a song for a vibe lifter. Now, we won't say what it is. We'll say in a sec. But, Tommy, this song you used to listen to before you played footy.
Yeah.
It was your pump-up song.
I was the skipper of the twos, and so I got to set the playlist. I control. And a bit of White Snake got played. Shout out to Dougie Rossiter, coach extraordinaire. Loved a bit of White Snake.
Yeah.
But yeah, fair bit of 80s vibe lifters. Okay.
Sometimes the 80s just do it for you.
To get you going. You know, we used to pretend we were going out to battle.
Yeah.
You know, warriors, gladiators.
War paint on.
You pull on this, Guernsey, it's your armour.
Brilliant. I would have loved Tommy to be my footy captain. You would have given the best speeches.
I couldn't play
footy. I would have loved Tommy to be my army commander.
Tommy was the first captain of a football team to start on the bench. Just there for getting
actually,
the
ball. No, Nick Payne. Shout out to Nick Payne. Started the grand final on the bench as captain. But he was so good they couldn't get rid of him.
Yes.
Yeah. Spiritual leader.
Tommy, slightly higher grade than I was playing.
Just a little bit. Look, Tommy, we do want to chat about Movember and just how awesome Tassie is in supporting itself and getting around each other.
Oh, it's just such a good vibe. Like I was saying, this time of the month, everyone's registered. They know why you've got that furry caterpillar on your upper lip. And they're just so supportive of the work we're doing because they know how important it is, because they've got a brother, they've got a son, they've got an uncle who suffered from these men's health issues that we're trying to change. I find it incredibly rewarding.
and just really enjoy it.
One of my favourite things is just simply like walking through something like the shopping centre, like Woolies or Coles, and you see a couple of other blokes who've got the slug underneath
the
nose.
Little nod.
And it is, isn't it?
It's that understanding.
It's a little nod.
We're doing it.
Yeah. And
We're doing it.
It was funny because I heard what I can assume to be a husband and wife. They were walking through with their kids the other day, and one of the kid was pushing the trolley, as they often do, and turned around in the aisle. I'm walking behind him, turned around and go, "Daddy, when's that thing coming off your face? You know Mum hates it." And then, Mum turned around to this guy and said, "Yeah, when is it coming off?" And I just walked past and said, 3 days.
Just kidding around. Look, I did want to say, like, Nathan and I had a chat last Friday on the show. Forgot to get Tommy on. Sorry, mate. Apologies.
Mm.
The show falls apart without
Call
producer
Grace.
Call
your mate during November, guys. Yeah. You know, just a shout out. Well, we've heard that one before.
We didn't have Grace. We're dogs off leads without Grace.
Grace was calling me.
Yeah. Well, that was after a few when she was DJing on Saturday.
Tommy, you are? Grace is called.
Yeah. but look, I did want to give Nathan a massive round of applause to Hobart because look, we had a chat on Friday's show and I did put a post up last night and been overwhelmed and it's from Tasmanians, from Hobartians.
Yeah.
I talk about my depression, my mental health, but it hadn't been great recently and look, I had lied about it because I'm not going to lie, I find it very tough. I find it very tough when, you know, I'm in this position, in this role, in this job, and sometimes I don't like... I struggle to be honest because it is hard to be up and about and then also, you know, it's like I'm trying to ignore it. And I know that isn't a good way to be, but look, you know, that's why, you know, I appreciate, Nathan, you let me have that conversation on the show. And then putting it up yesterday, Tommy, I mean, you'd know this, but every man and their dog just messages and just says, "Hey, mate, we're here with you if you
the
need
support,
anything."
Yeah,
like the support
so good,
it's... To be honest, we use this word in the show all the time, but it is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It does blow me away that people take the time, not just to say, "Hey, I hope you're right," like these long messages, like paragraphs spaced out. Like,
and people
like
wanting to share
sharing
their own
stories.
Yeah.
And you get that this stage of the month. It doesn't matter if it's Movember or if it's Ride for Ryan or Mitch and Speak Up, Stay Chatty. Tasmanians and Mobartians, that's why we gravitate towards that community because they're just so giving and so engaging and care so much. Mm. It feels good, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. It does feel good, you know, when you share that story and other people share theirs and you can sort of, you know, you find common ground on that and it does. It makes it easier.
Yeah.
I guess would be the best way that I would say when I have those conversations, not just here on the show, but in private and also even via Instagram message. It does make me feel better about my own battles. And I'd encourage people to listen to the show. Look, and I know there's many things that Movember is about. It's not just about mental health. I know that's something that
awareness just as important.
Well, all the other things, prostate cancer,
skin checks. No, you're normal. You know, go to the doctor if something's worrying you. And that's what I love hearing coming out of this month. You know, the older mo bros among us, you know, changing their habits, changing their behaviour. I had a chat with him the other day about his prostate and then I went to the doctor.
Yeah.
And I went, got my skin checked and I've got high blood pressure or whatever it might be. People taking responsibility for their health, that's what saves lives.
Absolutely.
It's really that simple.
And when people share their stories, and I'm not going to name any names, but I got a lot last night and this morning I was reading them, it starts with a bloke not being, I guess, not being ready or not being comfortable to have that conversation about whatever their health problem is because they're like, "I'm a bloke, I shouldn't, rah, rah, rah."
Mm-hmm.
But then as soon as they did that, whatever it was that, you know, made them have that conversation with their friends, their doctor or whatever, everyone's supportive. You know, it saves their life in case of getting a skin cancer checked.
Massive props to you, mate. You're an icon in the community. People love telling me, "I heard you on the Jimmy and Nath show. Those blokes are legends, aren't they?" So to come out and speak so honestly and authentically about your own health and to provide a role model and example of younger kids and other people in our community and how to behave and how to take responsibility for yourself. Huge ups.
Yeah,
great to have you guys
well done,
on board.
Mate.
Now, look, thanks. And, you know, I'll deflect it here as well because I get very uncomfortable with praise. But I got to
You're
this...
amazing. We love you.
Yeah, and you're good looking.
No, but
that's me saying
that.
No one said that. No, but like I got to this position because of people like yourself, Tommy, because of Mitch and Stay Chatty and that. There were so many people in the community doing good things that it inspired me and made me want to be better and share my own story because I know it helps others. So that's, again, what I love about Hobart and Tassie. I just feel like it does it better than ever. I mean, Tommy, you're just saying some guy from New York, an original Mobart Mobro, still lives in New York now, still donated.
Yep.
to the cause.
Just drop me a little GoMo Bros every single year, he said. Little donation there, all the way from New York.
I love that.
You know, how far and wide are we? We've got splinter groups. We've got the tashed up bogans over in WA. I got some donations from a pharmacy in the northern suburbs of Perth yesterday. Yeah. You know, like I used to play footy. Great work. You know, it's far and wide. And that's how simple it is as well. Just having a laugh, winding down your window, going, hey, Mo, bro, when you see an idiot with a Mo this stage of the month in Movember. That's how simple it is to change the face of men's health.
Absolutely. Well, Tommy, look, before we do let you go, we do need to get the name of that vibe lifter that you want for us to take us out, mate. What would you like this morning? We put the pressure on. It needs to be a good one. What do you got?
I've got a little bit of fire in my belly.
I think we can do that.
So let's get a bit of Sunelmo's fire.
Okay, here it is. Tommy Windsor's vibe lifter. Celebrating Movember, guys. John Parr.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for joining us, Tommy. Here it is. Sunelmo's fire. Hit 100.9. Jimmy and Nate.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.